Hi, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. If you're new to tapping, visit our website to learn the basics of the process before doing this tapping meditation. In this tapping meditation, we're going to get motivated to exercise. This is a topic that most of us can relate to. You may want to exercise. You may even plan a time to exercise. But when that time comes, you're not in the mood. You don't have the energy. You have too much to do. Most of all, you just plain don't feel like it. I have to say, this has happened to me so many times over the years. I love to exercise, and I always feel incredible after exercising, but getting started isn't always easy. In fact, for years, I had a habit of chatting with my wife about anything right when I was supposed to start exercising. It was an easy way for me to procrastinate on exercise, and she knew it. Instead of making phone calls or doing whatever you do to procrastinate on exercising, we're going to use tapping to get motivated to begin. That's often the hardest part of exercise, getting started. The good news is that will feel a lot easier when you're done. Remember, today's meditation is meant to serve as a guide to get you tapping on this topic and give you some general language and ideas on how to tap. If the language doesn't apply to you, you can change it to fit your needs. As you tap, notice any ideas, thoughts, impressions, emotions, or specific memories that you can tap on, either during this meditation or on your own. The more specific you can be with your particular experience, what you're feeling exactly, what happened, or what you believe, the better your results are going to be. We're going to start by focusing on what you're currently feeling. We'll spend a few minutes doing negative or truth tapping, not to anchor it in, but rather to acknowledge it and let it go. Feeling safe to acknowledge how we feel, to speak the truth about our current experience, is one of the most powerful things you can do. First, focus on how unmotivated you feel to exercise. You may feel like you don't have the time, or maybe you just don't want to, or it feels too hard, or whatever it is. Really focus on all the resistance you feel toward exercise right now. On a scale of 0 to 10, give that resistance you feel around exercising a number of intensity. So if you feel completely, just utterly unmotivated to start exercising, you might give it a 10. Now let's take 3 deep breaths. Feeling safe and grounded in your body. Feeling present in space and time. We'll start by tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point, and just repeat after me. Even though I'm so unmotivated to exercise, I know I should, but I really don't want to. I love myself and accept how I feel. Still on the side of the hand. Even though I'm really not motivated to exercise, it's just not what I want to do right now. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I really don't feel like exercising, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow. I really don't feel like exercising. Side of the eye, it's just not what I want to do. Under the eye, I don't have the energy. Under the nose, and it doesn't sound like fun. Under the mouth, I bet I'll feel more like it tomorrow. Collarbone, maybe I can just skip it today. Under the arm, but I know I should exercise. Top of the head, but it really doesn't sound fun. Eyebrow, I just don't feel like it. Side of the eye, I wish I was already done. Under the eye, because I don't want to do it. Under the nose, but it does feel good once I'm done. Under the mouth, but I don't want to do it. Collarbone, it takes so much energy. Under the arm, and I don't want to do it. Top of the head, I just don't want to do it. Eyebrow, I wish I was already done. Side of the eye, that would feel so good. Under the eye, once I get going, it feels good to move my body. Under the nose, but I hate feeling all this pressure around whether or not I exercise. Under the mouth, the pressure to exercise ruins it for me. Collarbone, what if I don't put pressure on myself about exercising? Under the arm, what if I just make a point of moving my body in a way that feels good? Top of the head, what if I could actually enjoy it? Eyebrow, it does feel good to move my body. Side of the eye, and I do feel better once I'm done. Under the eye, what if I could let go of all the stress and pressure around exercising? Under the nose, what if I could release all this negativity? Under the mouth, I can move my body in a way that feels great. Collarbone, I can release all the stress and pressure around exercise now. Under the arm, it feels so good to move my body. Top of the head, and even if it feels hard at first, I can keep going. Eyebrow, I choose to love myself enough to exercise. Side of the eye, I make this choice now. Under the eye, I see myself moving. Under the nose, feeling strong and confident. Under the mouth, feeling powerful in my body. Collarbone, all these wonderful feelings in my body. Under the arm, when I move. Top of the head, feeling ready to exercise right now. Take a deep breath. And notice where your resistance to exercise is now. Give it a number on a scale of 0 to 10. And as soon as you're ready, get exercising. What else came up during that process? What other emotions, memories, or ideas? If you still feel resistance, you can continue to tap on it. Be specific on why it seems so hard. Do you have previous negative memories or experiences around exercise? Any resistance, just continue to tap and let it go. Hopefully, you're ready to go, so I won't keep you any longer. Go ahead, move your body, love your body, have fun. And until next time, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. Take care, keep tapping, keep exercising.